Hello students, so now we start our new chapter, Magnetic Effect of Current, Module 1. So first of all, we discuss some introductory points in the chapter, Magnet. A magnet is a material which can attract the substances like iron, nickel, cobalt, steel, or it can deflect any magnetic compass needle. And around that magnet, a region develops in which its magnetic behavior can be experienced. And this region is called as magnetic field. The strength of this magnetic field is measured by a quantity which is called as magnetic field strength. Magnetic field strength is a quantity that has both magnitude and direction. The direction of magnetic field strength is taken to be the direction in which a north pole of magnetic compass needle moves inside it. Magnetic field strength is denoted by a symbol B and its SI unit is Tesla. The important thing is related to bar magnet is that at the both ends, the bar magnet has two points where its magnetic attraction is maximum. These two points are called as north pole and south pole. The north pole seeks towards the geographic north of Earth, whereas south pole seeks towards the geographic south of the Earth. If any bar magnet is cut into two equal pieces, then each piece becomes again a bar magnet with two poles. Means if we continue to cut a bar magnet, then we can't get any single pole, we will always get two poles in pair. Now, magnetic effect of current. So, in earlier chapter current electricity, we discussed the electric current passes through any wire, then it develops heating effect. Then, today we will discuss about the magnetic effect of current. That means, suppose we take a wire and if a current passes through that wire, then around that wire a magnetic field develops which can attract the iron bodies and deflect the magnetic compass needle. This is called as the magnetic effect of current. So, Mr. Oersted was the leading scientist who performed the experiment related to the magnetic effect of current. It is also called as electromagnetism. Here you can see figure C, in which Oersted experiment setup is shown, in which when current is passed through the wire XY in the circuit, then the compass needle placed near the wire get deflected. Here, if we reverse the direction of current, then compass needle deflects in the reverse direction, and if we stop the flow of current, then the needle comes at rest. That means electricity and magnetism are linked to each other. And flowing of current through the conductor will rise the or develop the magnetic field. Now, geometrically, the characteristics of magnetic field is described by magnetic field lines. These are closed continuous curve along which a hypothetical north pole is free to move. And these magnetic field lines geometrically represent direction, strength, and nature of the magnetic field in any region. As you can see in the figure D, a compass needle is shown in this figure which can deflect in the pattern of magnetic field line. Now, there are some properties of magnetic field lines. The first property is that the tangent drawn at any point to these lines gives direction of magnetic field strength at that point. As you can see in the figure E, we have drawn a tangent at the point P on the magnetic field line, which shows the direction of magnetic field at the point P. The another important property is that the direction of magnetic field line outside the magnet is always from north to south pole of bar magnet, and it is denoted by an arrow, whereas inside the magnet the direction of these field lines are from south to north. So we can say that magnetic field lines are closed curves, as you can see in the figure F. The strength of magnetic field is expressed by the closeness of magnetic field lines. Closer the magnetic field lines means more the strength of magnetic field, and farther the lines means less magnetic field of the any particular system. One important point is that two magnetic field lines can never intersect to each other, because if they intersect, then at the point of intersection the compass needle will show the two direction of magnetic field, which is not possible. So always remember, two magnetic field lines can never intersect to each other. Now magnetic field due to straight conductor carrying the current, here we can show an activity regarding that. Here we take a copper wire and insert it through a cardboard perpendicular to its plane, and then connect both ends of the wire with battery, plug key and rheostat. Rheostat means variable resistance, by which we can change the strength of current. Now if we spread some iron filings uniformly on the cardboard and switch on the current, then we observe some observations that on passing the current there occurs deflection in the iron filings, and this deflection increases when the strength of current also increases. Similarly, if a compass needle is placed near the wire, now if we keep the current constant, then we observe that when the needle is nearer to the wire, then its deflection will increase, and if needle is away from the wire, then its deflection will decrease. Further, if we tap the cardboard slightly, then iron filings arrange themselves in the form of concentric circular lines, circles. So we can conclude from this activity that magnetic field strength due to current carrying straight wire is directly proportional to the strength of the current in the wire. Magnetic field strength due to the current carrying wire is inversely proportional to the distance of observation point from the wire. And magnetic field line pattern due to the current carrying wire are in circular shape. Now, to give the direction of this magnetic field due to current carrying wire, we use Maxwell's right hand thumb rule, which states that suppose we are holding a current carrying straight conductor in our right hand such that thumb points towards the direction of current, then our fingers will wrap around the conductor in the direction of the field lines of the magnetic field, which is called as right hand thumb rule. So in this figure I, we can show that if we hold the conductor, now the conductor current is upward direction, which is represented by our thumb, then the magnetic field lines will be anti-clockwise pattern, and if the current is downward, then the magnetic field lines will be the clockwise. And if we draw any tangent at any point, then that will give the direction of magnetic field at that point. Here we can understand better this concept by an example. A current through a horizontal power line flows in east to west direction. Then what is the direction of magnetic field at a point directly below it and directly above it? Now students, you arrange your right hand in such that your thumb represent in the east-west direction, because in this question current is east to west. Now your bending fingers or wrapping fingers will be the direction of magnetic field lines. Now to find the direction of magnetic field directly below and above the point, we draw the tangent, then we will find that the magnetic field at the point below the wire from south, north to south, and below the point, below the wire, sorry, the magnetic field is from south to north. In problem number 2, which of the following correctly describes the magnetic field near the long straight wire? The field line consists of the straight lines perpendicular to the wire. B option, the field lines consist of straight lines parallel to the wire. C option, the field lines consist of radial lines originating from the wire. D point, the field lines consist of concentric circles centered on the wire. So students, we saw in activity that the field lines consist of concentric circles and centered on the wire. So the correct option on this question is D. Now, the another important application of this magnetic field due to current through a circular loop. We know that magnetic field produced by current carrying straight wire depends inversely on the distance from it. Similarly, at every point of the current carrying circular loop, the concentric circle representing the magnetic field around it, and it would become larger and larger as we move away from the wire. By the time we reach at the center of circular loop, the arcs of these big circle would appear as straight lines. Every point on the wire carrying the current would give rise to the magnetic field appearing as straight lines at the center of loop. In figure J, we can see magnetic field strength due to the current carrying circular loop is directly proportional to the strength of current in the loop and number of turns in the loop. And important thing is that the magnetic field is maximum at the center of circular loop, current carrying. And smaller the radius of loop means greater the magnetic field lines at the center. Now students, for direction of this magnetic field due to current carrying circular loop, we use right hand palm rule, according to which if the direction of circular current coincide with the direction of curled fingers, then the thumb points in the direction of magnetic field, as you can see in the figure K. That means if the direction of current is anti-clockwise in the loop, then the magnetic field will be perpendicular outward at the center, and if direction of the current is clockwise, then magnetic field will be perpendicular inward to the plane due to the loop. So this is all about current carrying circular loop. Now you practice the direction of magnetic field by your own. Now magnetic field due to current in a solenoid. What is solenoid? A coil of many circular turns of insulated copper wire wrapped closely in the shape of cylinder is called as solenoid. You can see in the figure L. The magnetic field line pattern inside the long solenoid in the form of straight lines, which implies that there exists a uniform magnetic field inside the solenoid at its axis, which is same at the all points. You can see it in figure M. So always remember, magnetic field inside the solenoid is uniform, means same at the all points. Next, magnetic field strength at the points situated outside of the solenoid is almost zero. Current carrying solenoid behave as a bar magnet. That is very important point. One end of the solenoid in which the current appears anti-clockwise behave as a north pole, whereas the other end in which current will appear in clockwise direction, it will behave as a south pole. So always remember, a current carrying solenoid behave as a bar magnet. Means if we suspend a current carrying solenoid, then just like a bar magnet, it will also stand in the north-south direction. Now, the magnetic field strength produced along the axis of solenoid directly proportional to the number of turns and number of and current strength of the current in the solenoid turns. Now, the important application of solenoid is to form an electromagnet. When we put a magnetic material like soft iron or steel rod inside the solenoid, then if we pass the current in the turns of the solenoid, then the magnet formed so is called as electromagnet. It is a temporary magnet, that means it will show its magnetism till the current is flowing inside the solenoid. As the current stops, the electromagnet loses its magnetism. Electromagnets are used in electric bells, loudspeakers, telephone, diaphragms, and electric fan. Joint electromagnets are used in cranes to carry the material in bulk. You may have seen that also. Now, a question is there. Draw a magnetic field pattern due to the uniform magnetic field. So, in the figure P, we have shown the uniform magnetic field which is going from north to south direction and in the form of straight parallel lines which are equidistant from each other. Now, their next problem, choose the correct option. The magnetic field inside a long solenoid current carrying, there are four options, is zero. Option B decreases as we move towards its end. Option C increases as we move towards its end. And option D is same at the all points. So just we have seen that the magnetic field inside the long current carrying solenoid is same at all points. So students, the correct option of this problem is D, same at the all points. So this is our first module of the chapter magnetic effect of current, in which we have covered up to the topic solenoid. In next module, we will start the force on current carrying conductor and electric motor concept. Thank you, everybody.